Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about the meaning of procrastination. Procrastination simply is to put off for a later time something that you know that needs to be done. We were also talking about that in light of the fact that Jesus is coming again. He told us in John 14 that he's coming again. He's going to prepare a place for us, but he is coming again. His exact words were, "I will come again." And I've been talking about that, living as though Jesus really meant what he said. And we know he did mean what he said. The truth is, though, that many of us, up to this point, there's always been a tomorrow. And we just, somehow, our minds deceive us into thinking there's going to always be another tomorrow. Well, we know that's not the case. We know that, the Bible does say it is appointed unto man once to die. And we know that unless Jesus comes first, we will die. And so that's my whole point this week, that Jesus is coming again. None of us know when. Even Jesus himself doesn't know the day or the hour. He said so. Only God the Father knows that time. And so we believe that Jesus can come at any time. If we die before he does come again, that is a possibility too. We don't know when he's coming, as I said. And so it is important that we do not procrastinate and put off getting ready to meet the Lord. Whether he comes or whether we die, we want to be prepared to meet our Creator. And that was my whole point this week as I've been sharing. It's easy for us to procrastinate, to put off knowing what we need to do, whether it's asking someone for forgiveness where we've wronged them maybe years ago, or maybe making an apology to someone, or making restitution, or you name it. You know what's in your life. And we shouldn't be putting those things off. We need to take care of them and be prepared for when Jesus comes again. There's an interesting scripture in the book of Amos in the Old Testament. God was speaking to the children of Israel there in the fourth chapter of the book of Amos. And God was telling Israel through his prophet Amos that he was about to bring judgment upon them. And severe judgment. He had already been bringing smaller forms of judgment upon them, and they weren't responding. And I'm going to break into the middle of that word that God was giving to Amos to give to the children of Israel. And he says here in verse 6, he says, "I gave you cleanness of teeth in all your cities and lack of bread in all your places, and yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord. I also withheld the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. I would send rain on one city and send no rain on another city. One field would have rain, and a field on which it did not rain would wither. So two or three cities would wander to another city to drink water and would not be satisfied. Yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord. I struck you with blight and mildew. Your many gardens and your vineyards, your fig trees and your olive trees and the locust devoured. Yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord. I sent among you a pestilence after the manner of Egypt. I killed your young men with the sword and carried away your horses. I made the stench of your camp go up into your nostrils, yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord. I overthrew some of you, as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as a brand plucked out of the burning. Yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord." And because of all that, he says this in the next verse. And it says, "Therefore, thus I will do to you, O Israel." And he's about to tell them what he's going to do. And he says, "Because I will do this to you," here's a warning, "prepare to meet your God, O Israel." Wow. God was giving them a warning here. He was telling them he was about to bring some other pestilence on them, perhaps death. And he says, prepare to meet thy God. He was giving them another opportunity to not put off what needed to be done. They hadn't listened to him up to that point, even though he withheld rains, even though he sent blight and mildew and all those other things. Some of their people were killed with the sword, and yet they didn't turn to him. They didn't return. God says, therefore, thus will I do to you. Prepare to meet your God. And I think that's a good warning for all of us today, to be prepared to meet our Creator. We know that one day all of us will stand before our Creator, God Himself, and give an account of our lives. Let's be prepared for that. We don't have to be caught unawares. We don't have to be caught off guard. Jesus did say that he will return in an hour when ye think not, when we're least expecting him. But we can be prepared, even though we may not be expecting him at the moment. We need to live as though he will return at any moment, because he said, I am coming again. I will come again, Jesus said. Well, amen. I will leave that with you today. And consider these things that I've been sharing this week. Let's be prepared to meet our Creator. Whether by death or whether Jesus comes again before we die, we know he's coming and he can come any time. Let's be prepared, folks. Don't put it off if you're not ready. Let's not be foolish. Let's be like the wise virgins in Matthew 25 that had oil in their lamps and they were ready to meet the bridegroom when he came. And Jesus is our bridegroom. We're waiting for him. And we want to be prepared. Don't put it off. If you're not ready, get ready. Be prepared, folks. God bless your day.